Oath Treason, written by Lana Michaels, read by Via Ostiense. Yuri broke oath the moment he sent the order. Pyotr remembers the way Yuri's cold hands had felt pressed against his that night in the fortified basements of their safe house when Dorka had breathed his last and Zav had gone down on one knee and all the lesser princes with him, and then it had come to the counts assembled. Pyotr had promised his sword, his breath, his life, if required, and Yuri had promised him an emperor's honor in return. But that doesn't make any of this any easier to bear. One more injury on top of all the others, Pyotr fumes, and this one directly to his honor. Kill my children, Yuri. Kill my countess, your niece, and bury my honor and my soul in their grave. Ezar insists on it, of course. The vassal oath will wait until it can be better witnessed, but Ezar requires Pyotr's vassal surrendering of troops tonight, before this will go any further. It's meant as a kindness, Pyotr suspects, making this a revolution and not a count raising a private army. But it's oath treason, and less than a day after Yuri had made himself an oath traitor, Pyotr returns the favor in kind.